I see by the way you twirl that sling, you can use it. Can you throw far?
Speeding up the sling's revolutions, Tyria suddenly whipped off the stone, sending it whirling through the open window. As it sped off into the night, Mandoral watched the sea until he saw a faint phosphorescent splash far out over the calm waters.
I have some good slingers in the long patrol, but none as good as that. You can use a sling.
Tyria joined him at the window, her eyes seeking out the rock where the Queen's ship had sunk so long ago.
All I need now, so that the otters of Green Isle will know me, is the coronet. If Rulaine went down with her ship, it must still be there. The gold does not rot, nor will it rust away, even in seawater. I will go there once it's light. If the crown is there, I will find it.
Mandoral glimpsed the light of determination in her eyes.
I believe you will. I can see that no beast would attempt to stop you. I will come with you, Tyria.
She bowed courteously.
I will be glad to have you with me, sir.
Even before dawn had properly broken, a gang of hares had hauled the purloined Petunia down to the flood tide and set her in the flow. Cuthbert, as the commander of the vessel, cut a bizarre figure. In his dual role as ship's captain and regimental major, he wore the mussel-shell patch over one eye and his monocle in the other. Over his long patrol tunic, he had donned his tawdry nautical frock coat. Pointing with his swagger stick, he bellowed out orders.
Ha-ha, buckos and chaps! Take it out a point to port, what?
Quartle and Porton, who were jointly in charge of the tiller, began to complain.
I say, sir, it's high flippy tide. How are we supposed to see the blooming rock, what?
Porters is right, Captain Sir. You can only see the jolly old rock when the blinking tide's out.
Seated together on the prow, Tyrion and the Badger smiled as they listened to Cuthbert roaring at the subalterns.
Who asked your opinions, you blather-bottom buffoons? You just steer as I tells you, or I'll have your jolly old scuts for savages. Tides don't matter. The water's clear enough to spot that rock. Why do you think I've got a lookout?
He bawled up to the Osprey, who was napping on the masthead.
Pandion, matey! Go and sort out that rock and waggle your wings over it till we gets there, will you?
As the Osprey took off over the rolling waters, Cuthbert continued to berate his hapless steers beasts.
You slab-sided scoff-swipers! What do you know about navigating, eh? Even I wasn't commanding, you'd get lost in a bucket of water! Now steer a course after that bird yonder, or so help me, I'll kick your bottoms into next season!
It was not long before the fishhawk's keen eyes picked up the top of the rock below the surface. Pandion Pike Talon hovered over the location, fluttering his impressive wingspan like some exotic black-and-white barred fan. Mandoral pointed.
Your good bird has found the rock, Captain.
Quartle muttered to Porton.
Amazing. He must have eyes like a blinking hawk, what?
Porton guffawed.
It's because he is a blinking hawk, old lad.
Dawn breezes wafted the ship gently to the location. Pandion resumed his perch on the masthead, whilst Cuthbert ordered the subalterns to furl the sail and drop anchor. The Badger Lord took a long coil of rope with a chunk of rock attached to one end. Securing it to the prow, he dropped the weighted end into the sea. By this time, the sun was spreading its light over the waters. Tyria watched the stone falling through the semi-translucent sea. It fell rapidly, bouncing off the sides of the underwater rock peak. When it vanished into the depths, Mandoral instructed the otter maid.
You must hold onto the rope at all times. Don't let go of it, Tyria. When you want to come up, just give one normal tug and I'll haul you up. Is that understood?
Tyria winked at him confidently.
Don't worry about me, sir. I'll be fine. Otters know their way about underwater.
She winced as the big badger gripped her paw, his voice becoming stern.
I know you're an otter, but you listen to me, young un. It's not the same as abbey pools or forest streams being down under the deep seas. No beast really knows what dangers may lurk down there. So you hold on to that rope tight. If you get into any real danger, then give it two sharp jerks and I'll have you out of there.
Tyria took a firm grip on the lifeline.
I understand, sir, and thank you for all your help.
She slid over the prow into the cold sea with the crew's best wishes.
Ha-ha, Tilly Miguel! You keep your eyes peeled down there!
I'm his best of jolly good luck and all that, what?
Toodle piff, old thing. Hope it ain't too fiffin' cold down there. Rather you than me, I say.
than she submerged completely into cold, eerie silence.